This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Green Mountain College in Pulteney, Vermont, has become the fifth school in the country to pull its endowment money from fossil fuels. It's going to divest itself from the oil and gas industry. Students on hundreds of campuses are calling on their administrations to do the same thing and take a stand on climate change. But it ain't going to be cheap. Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania has come up with a price tag. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that story.
A few weeks ago, a student group called Swarthmore Mountain Justice stood before the Board of Managers and demanded the college take steps by next fall to stop investing its endowment in fossil fuel companies.
And if the Board of Managers does not agree to this timeline, then we will intervene in business as usual.
The board came back with a report estimating divestment could cost the endowment as much as $200 million in lost earnings. College spokesman Maurice Eldridge says that's because a lot of Swarthmore's money is pooled with other clients' money. He says moving it could mean higher fees or lower returns, which could squeeze programs.
Since our budget is dependent largely on tuition income and endowment income, this could be programmatically quite difficult.
Dan Apfel is with the Responsible Endowments Coalition. He says Swarthmore is making some false assumptions about divesting.
There are active managers that are willing to screen out fossil fuels from their portfolio and that can perform as well as the managers that Swarthmore has in their portfolio now.
Swarthmore says it cost the college around $2 million to divest from companies doing business in South Africa over apartheid more than 20 years ago. Swarthmore's Eldridge says the endowment is larger and more complicated today. Students say the costs of not dealing with climate change could be much higher than lost investment returns. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.